Chapter 4. Brigade and Below Munitions Operations. The safe, secure, and rapid distribution of military munitions is a critical element of the munition distribution management and materiel management processes. Munitions distribution is executed using multimodal government and contractor-owned transportation. Munitions distribution in a theater of operations begins with understanding the munitions support requirement. Based on the requirement, commanders ensure adequate materiel and distribution capability are in place. Munitions distribution operations expand or contract as determined by the tactical situation. Brigade Combat Team Ammunition Responsibilities. BCTs are versatile modular organizations with inherent capabilities that make them effective in any environment. There are three types of BCTs: armored, infantry, and striker. BCTs maneuver against, close with, and destroy enemy forces. BCTs have organic, combined arms capabilities, including battalion-sized maneuver, field artillery, reconnaissance, and sustainment units. A BCT has organic capabilities across the warfighting functions. These capabilities are scalable to meet mission requirements. BCTs can operate independently for up to 3 days, depending on the mission. All three types of BCTs have companies that support brigade operations. The types and quantities of these companies are the same for each BCT, but the exact composition and capabilities of the supporting companies will differ based on the type of BCT. All BCTs have a distribution company and 6 forward support companies. The BCT-S3 has many responsibilities that require coordination with other staff sections and supported units. Brigade S3 ammunition responsibilities include determining brigade ammunition requirements and priorities based on input from subordinate battalions and knowledge of upcoming tactical operations. A master gunner may assist with this. Determining the consolidated brigade RSRs in coordination with the fire support officer and submitting it to the Brigade S4, determining the location of main supply routes and logistic support areas, with support from the S4 and engineer officer. At brigade level and below, the fire support officer serves as a special staff officer for fires and directly coordinates with the S3. The fire support officer advises the supported commander or assists the senior fires officer with the organization of fires functions and fire support. The fire support officer's munition-specific responsibilities include determining field artillery ammunition requirements, coordinating field artillery asset rearming and ammunition reallocation. The S4 is the logistics planner and coordinating staff officer for sustainment operations and provides staff oversight for supply and transportation. The duties of the S4 include developing logistics plans to support operations and preparing support annexes, coordinating with the supporting FSC and BSB on current and future support requirements and capabilities, coordinating for all classes of supply, designating supply routes and locations of logistical elements in coordination with the S3 and FSC commander. Specific Brigade S4 responsibilities regarding ammunition include coordinating an issuing schedule with the BSB SPO section, consolidating and forwarding daily ammunition requirements and expenditures to the BSB SPO and Brigade or Battalion Ammunition Officer, BAO, providing a unit issue priority list and forwarding the consolidated unit ammunition requirements to the BSB SPO and BAO, providing subordinate battalion S4s with their allocations of the Brigade CSR, and supporting proper accountability of ammunition in subordinate units. The property book officer serves as a coordinating staff officer under the Brigade S4 and is integral to munitions accountability. The property book officer's ammunition duties and responsibilities include generating issue or turn-in document numbers for combat loads, monitoring subordinate unit authoritative property system of record ammunition accounts, posting or approving postings of ammunition to the property book using Global Combat Support System Army, GCSS Army. Supported Battalion Ammunition Responsibilities. The supported battalion S3 ammunition responsibilities include operating the battalion TAMIS account and establishing ammunition combat loads for subordinate units, monitoring ammunition utilization and expenditure reports from subordinate units and those generated by the battalion S4, managing and reporting training ammunition allocations for the battalion, submitting ammunition requirements and reports to the brigade headquarters in conjunction with the battalion S4. The fire support officer serves as a special staff officer for fires and directly coordinates with the S3. When assigned, master gunners assist the S3 in forecasting ammunition, ranges, and training aids. The S4 focuses on internal requirements, munitions functions, and generates the internal logistics status report. The S4 determines the battalion munitions requirements and coordinates the procurement and warehousing of munitions and equipment. The battalion S4 requests munitions based on consolidated user requirements needed to support tactical operations. Companies forward requirements in a logistics status to the battalion S4. The logistics status report should include on-hand quantities, critical shortages, and forecasted changes in munitions requirements based on command guidance. The battalion S4 consolidates the battalion munitions requirements and submits them to the Brigade S4 within authorized quantities, the CSR, if established. Specific battalion S4 ammunition responsibilities include providing oversight accountability for ammunition load munitions at the company level, recommending cross-leveling of subordinate company ammunition as necessary, requesting combat load and resupply, and validating or determining resupply requests as routine or emergency, authenticating all subordinate unit issue requests, and verifying that they do not exceed a unit's authorization or available quantities. Supported company and below ammunition responsibilities. Company and below-level munitions manager responsibilities include overseeing ammunition combat loads for organic and attached units, ensuring each soldier associated with ammunition management is completely knowledgeable in publications, security, storage, and transportation of ammunition and all actions concerning ammunition management, conducting all necessary actions in accordance with servicing ASA and SOPs for drawing and returning ammunition and residue, ensuring munitions forecasts are validated to be realistic, feasible, and timely, ensuring that all issued munitions are used properly, ensuring that remaining munitions or their returnable remnants turned in upon completion of operations or when no longer needed, ensuring that training ammunition issues and turn-ins are properly reconciled, forecasting and submitting ammunition requests and expenditure reports to their servicing battalion headquarters. Responsibilities of the company supply section, supply sergeant, supply officer, or appointed designated representative of the company include using GCSS Army to account for ammunition combat loads, ensuring proper accountability and physical security of all munitions in accordance with applicable regulations, policies, and procedures, coordinating pickup and turn-in dates with servicing ASA as required. Security Force Assistance Brigade ammunition responsibilities. Security Force Assistance Brigades provide advisors to conduct worldwide security force assistance at the operational and tactical levels to develop the capacity and capability of foreign security forces and their supporting institutions in support of theater security cooperation objectives. The Security Force Assistance Brigade is significantly smaller than a BCT. Each Security Force Assistance Battalion in the brigade has an ammunition warrant officer and NCO that serve as ammunition logistics advisors to the partner nation security forces. The ammunition logistics advisors manage the team's ammunition and advise partner security forces on matters including ammunition accountability, compatibility, net explosive weight criteria, explosive site certification process, managing funds, and processing external support requests. The ammunition logistics advisor performs the following internal functions: advises the team leader on ammunition operations, transportation, and explosives safety standards, collects, processes, and coordinates for team ammunition support through the next higher headquarters, conducts periodic and routine inventories of operational loads maintained by the team, provides input for training evaluations. The Ammunition Logistics Advisor performs the following external functions: advises partner security forces on logistics, specifically ammunition transport and explosives safety hazards. Advises the partner nation counterparts on tracking and monitoring contract deliveries. Adheres to the principles of cross-cultural communication, problem-solving, and conflict resolution. Supports the partner nation counterparts with capabilities as operational and mission variables allow. For more details and information on the Security Force Assistance Brigade, see ATP 3-96.1. Brigade Support Battalion. The BSB is organic to the BCT and some support brigades. It provides supply, maintenance, motor transport, and medical support to the supported BCT or brigade. It is tailored to support the brigade to which it is assigned. The BSB provides command and control, administrative, and logistics support for all organic and attached units. BSBs provide distribution platforms that enable the brigades to conduct sustained operations for a finite period. BSBs plan and execute replenishment operations in support of BCT battles and engagements. Replenishment operations are deliberate, time-sensitive operations conducted to replenish FSCs with essential supplies such as munitions. The sustainment brigade can provide logistics capability that is not organic to the BSB, such as water purification and bulk fuel, or provide additional capacity, such as additional transportation, to support the BSB. The Distribution Company Transportation Platoon provides transportation support to the brigade and supply distribution to the FSC. The Transportation Platoon Headquarters provides leadership, supervision, and technical guidance to tactical truck squads performing motor transport operations to brigade units. The transportation platoon executes missions when ordered by the company or BSB. ATP 4-11 has more detailed information on transportation operations. When the supported brigade's requirements exceed BSB capability, immediate coordination must occur between the BSB commander and staff, BCT commander and staff, and the supporting sustainment brigade. The BSB may require additional capability for various reasons, including increase in supported population, scope of mission, or equipment density due to expanded BCT task organization. Brigade Support Battalion SPO. The BSB SPO is the principal staff officer responsible for synchronizing BSB distribution operations for units assigned or attached to the brigade. The BSB SPO applies BSB capabilities against brigade requirements. The BSB SPO staff plans and coordinates orders published by the S3 for execution by all subordinate BSB units, including the FSC, during the performance of current operations and brigade support operations. These orders can include a synchronization matrix outlining the plan for execution. This enables the BCT S4 and all subordinate BSB units to be aware of the brigade support plan. In the BCTs, the BSB SPO staff includes an ammunition warrant officer, ammunition logistics NCO, and an ammunition inspector NCO. In the Combat Aviation Brigade and Field Artillery Brigade units, the BSB SPO staff includes an ammunition officer, ammunition logistics NCO, and an ammunition inspector NCO. These individuals coordinate with the Transportation Branch Office, which consists of a transportation officer, operation NCOs, and movement control NCOs. Together, these branches coordinate the distribution of munitions for their supported units. The BSB SPO will array additional capabilities and integrate them with the BSB capabilities. In a general support relationship, the DSSB SPO and the BSB SPO together ensure all supporting and supported units have a complete understanding of the additional capability and the established support and command relationships. The BSB SPO communicates requirements to the Sustainment Brigade SPO. The BSB SPO provides the type, scope, and projected timeline of the support required to the Sustainment Brigade. The Sustainment Brigade determines how to provide support. A CSSB tasked with support of a BSB coordinates support and synchronizes distribution through each unit's respective SPO staff. The BSB SPO section is responsible for planning, monitoring, and reporting on-hand munitions stockage levels, storage, security, and risk management of the BSA ammunition transfer point. The ammunition section in the BSB's distribution company works closely with the SPO section to understand and support operational requirements. Other responsibilities include, but are not limited to, developing the concept of support and the distribution of munitions logistics package plan, coordinating external support requirements with the BCT S4, Division G4, and supporting sustainment brigade, planning, preparing, and overseeing munition support during BSB operations within the BCT area of operation, maintaining a COP for munitions within each formation and throughout the BCT to ensure timely delivery of required support, coordinating munition support for all units assigned or attached to the BCT, advising the BCT commander for aerial delivery munition support, updating the BSB munitions logistics status reports, planning and monitoring RSRs and adjusting to meet support requirements, performing logistics preparation of the battlefield, and advising the commander on the relationship of support requirements. The BSB SPO manages munitions for the brigade, provides staff supervision to the distribution company's ammunition section, and provides technical assistance and advice on munitions management to brigade units. The SPO maintains records of munitions allocations, receipts, and expenditures for brigade units. The ammunition officer in the SPO also functions as the BAO. The BAO is assigned to the BSB's SPO section and manages the munitions staff cell. This officer is responsible for consolidating munitions requirements and coordinating resupply operations for the brigade and attached units. The BAO provides mission guidance and communicates priorities to the distribution company ammunition section. The BAO's mission is to assist the SPO in preparing plans and procedures for ammunition operations, manage brigade ammunition operations, maintain liaison with the ASAs, supporting the brigade and with ammunition staff officers at the Sustainment Brigade, ESC, or TSC. The BAO oversees the BSB Distribution Company ammunition section operations. BAO daily operations include monitoring and coordinating the cross-leveling of stocks and monitoring supply status data and accountability. The BAO provides technical assistance and monitors ammunition surveillance operations and validates ammunition requests. The BAO provides input on the proper positioning of the ammunition transfer point to support maneuver elements of the BCT effectively, consistent with the current operational situation. The BAO should also provide input to planning development, specifically to those sections or annexes that identify munition support to maneuver elements. The BAO establishes a SAAS account for the brigade. SAAS allows the BAO to manage brigade or task force organization, produce and manage reports, compute and maintain ammunition requirements during operations, and submit electronic directives to a SAAS located in the ASP, ATHP, or MATP. The BAO uses SAAS to account for all ammunition and to process all ammunition transactions. The Ammunition Logistics NCO is the principal enlisted assistant to the BAO. The Ammunition Logistics NCO performs duties as assigned, consistent with the responsibilities of the BSB SPO Ammunition Office, and can be designated to act on behalf of the BAO in the BAO's absence. Additional responsibilities for the Ammunition NCO may include developing an operational SOP for section operations, providing technical assistance, coordination, and advice on ATHP or MATP operations, and ensuring operations comply with SOPs, monitoring munitions flow into and out of the ATHP or MATP, and coordinating with transportation elements, establishing primary and backup communication linkages, coordinating munitions receipt and handling at the pod. The Ammunition Inspector NCO is an enlisted assistant to the BAO. The Ammunition Inspector NCO performs duties assigned consistent with the responsibilities of the BSB SPO Ammunition Office and can be designated to assist task organized units such as FSCs, in procedures of ammunition surveillance, unit-level inventory, maintenance, and disposition. Additional responsibilities for the ammunition NCO may include assisting in the development of an operational SOP for section operations, monitoring unit ammunition accounts and providing assistance when warranted, liaising and coordination efforts for ammunition transfer, developing and maintaining running estimates, assisting the BAO in constructing projects designed to create new capabilities or efficiencies. For more details on BSB's SPO responsibilities, see ATP 4-90 and FM 3-96. Distribution Company. The BSB Distribution Company is the primary supply and transportation hub of the BCT, and it manages the distribution of munitions to the brigade. It contains an ammunition section that is responsible for facilitating the transfer and temporary retention of munitions from the supporting ASA to units assigned to the brigade. The role of the BSB Distribution Company is to plan, direct, and supervise supply and transportation distribution to the brigade. The company provides distribution capability for munitions operations. It maintains visibility of the distribution network within their area of operations, synchronizing the flow of throughput into the brigade area of operations. The BSB Distribution Company executes a combination of supply and transportation functions to accomplish supply replenishment supporting defensive operations. The Distribution Company executes anticipatory replenishment in accordance with the concept of support. The BSB Distribution Company includes a transportation platoon and a supply platoon. The Distribution Company Ammunition Section provides munition support as the transfer agent to units assigned to or operating in the brigade area of operations. It conducts daily receipt, storage, and issue of munitions for the brigade. The Distribution Company is located in the brigade support area and operates throughout the supported brigade area. The role of the Supply Platoon Ammunition Section in the Distribution Company is to provide receipt, reconfiguration, and temporary retention or storage, retrograde, shipment, and issuance of ammunition for units assigned or attached to the brigade. The BSB Distribution Company commander and key leaders must continuously conduct distribution management to integrate supplies with available transportation assets and control movement according to the distribution plan. The BSB commander sets priorities of support for the distribution company based on the concept of operations. When requirements exceed the capability of the distribution company, aerial delivery or supply point distribution may be required to ensure timely delivery of supplies. For additional information about the distribution company, see ATP 4-90. Ammunition Section. An ammunition section is organic to the supply platoon of the BSB's distribution company. The ammunition section stores and supplies ammunition for the brigade. The ammunition section chief manages the assigned personnel and equipment. When operating outside the brigade support area, the ammunition section may require additional security elements. The ammunition section operates either an ATHP or MATP. The BSBs of Stryker, Infantry, and Armored BCTs, as well as multi-domain task forces, receive ammunition support through the MATP. The ammunition section supporting the MATP consists of multiple lift teams equipped with dedicated MHE. This permits increased flexibility for the BSB to surge lift capabilities forward to transload Class 5 quickly to the supported units. Other types of multifunctional brigades, including combat aviation brigades and field artillery brigades, receive ammunition support through an ATHP. These sections are equipped with a computer to access SAAS via the web. Ammunition transactional data is made available to the supporting theater DMC, which provides EAB elements visibility of what the brigade has received, has on hand, and facilitates the anticipatory logistics process. Ammunition transfer holding point. Under most circumstances, the ATHP is a temporary operation conducted adjacent to the brigade support area to facilitate the receipt, storage, and issue of ammunition to the supported brigade. Commanders accomplish this task at the ATHP with the 890 Alpha Ammunition Warrant Officer assigned to the Distribution Company Ammunition Section, serving as an accountable officer. The ammunition section for an ATHP also consists of an ammunition section chief, ammunition handlers with associated equipment, and two stock control and accounting specialists. It provides munition support to its brigade and may independently deploy the section to establish an ATHP. Modular Ammunition Transfer Point. The ammunition section for the MATP provides the BCT commander with the ability to scale, tailor, and surge Class 5 capability and capacity required to sustain combat power during large-scale combat operations across a widely dispersed area of operations. The section has an ammunition section chief, but it is divided into optimized ammunition teams consisting of a team chief, four ammunition handlers, and their associated equipment. Each squad in the ammunition section can establish limited-duration split-based MATP operations. This enables the company to facilitate the transfer of ammunition with supply point and unit distribution methods concurrently at multiple locations. The ammunition section for the MATP is comprised solely of ammunition handling specialists. The two ammunition stock control and accounting specialists of the ATHP section were moved to the distribution company's supply platoon headquarters to focus on Class 5 visibility and throughput. There are two types of ammunition teams for the MATP, the standard and the heavy lift section. The only difference between the ammunition and heavy lift teams is in their MHE. The ammunition teams are authorized a 5,000-pound capacity forklift. The heavy lift team are authorized a 10,000-pound capacity forklift. The ammunition sections for both armored and striker BCTs have two ammunition teams and one heavy lift team. The infantry BCT has one ammunition team and one heavy lift team. The MATP should not be seen as a storage facility for the BCT. The MATP is designed to enable the section to transload munitions from EAB transportation assets, providing limited load configuration based on operational requirements or suspensions, and temporarily holding ammunition for forward support companies. ATHP and MATP operations. Munitions personnel establish accountability or visibility of the ammunition when it arrives at the ATHP or MATP. Munitions personnel enter the munitions into SAAS if the munitions are stored. The section must manually account for the munitions during periods of disrupted communications or if they arrive at the MATP location for immediate transfer. The section inventories and signs for the shipment. ATHPs receive ammunition from ASPs. The ASP normally delivers ammunition to the ATHPs or MATPs on flat racks using a load handling system or trucks with trailers. Both types of ammunition transfer points may receive a portion of their munitions from echeloned ASPs and a portion as configured items from the theater ASP. Once in the ATHP or a MATP, munitions personnel issue the ammunition in single DOTIC sets or configured loads as required. The ammunition section can distribute ammunition to the units in two ways. The primary method is unit distribution. The ATHP or MATP pushes ammunition to the FSC using the BSB distribution company. Aerial delivery can also be used for unit distribution. Alternatively, supply point distribution can be used. This method entails the FSC picking up ammunition from the ATHP or a MATP using distribution platoons. The FSC distribution platoon conducts munition resupply to their supported units. The requesting unit submits the request through the battalion S4 or designated representative for approval. The BAO confirms the request prior to issue. FSCs arrive at the ATHP or a MATP to pick up ammunition, drop off empty or partially empty ammunition flat racks, and receive fully loaded flat racks. Ammunition section personnel assist the FSC loading the ammunition. The ammunition section reconfigures loads to meet mission requirements on a limited basis only. Munitions personnel issue flat racks as shipped. The section may consolidate ammunition on partly empty flat racks with returned ammunition aboard to make full loads for issue within the brigade. If the FSC has a heavy expanded mobility tactical truckload handling system in their distribution platoon, they can enter the ATHP and pick up the appropriate rack. Some ammunition loads configured at the ASP exceed the capability of the FSC's organic load handling systems. Section personnel ensure that configured loads destined for further transportation by the FSC do not exceed their capabilities to distribute. Mission variables determine coordination on the location, amount, and type of ammunition received at the ATHP or a MATP. The Brigade S3, S4, and sustainment staff's requirements determine the amount of ammunition sent to an ASP. Ammunition section personnel will interrogate radio frequency tags of arriving load handling system shipments to gain immediate visibility of the shipment and destination. The BAO notifies the section of a pending resupply mission and identifies the required type of ammunition load and quantity. The BSB tasks a FSC to move munitions and dispatches a load handling system to the ATHP or MATP. FSCs drop loaded load handling system flat racks at a designated logistics release point. Close coordination with supported units is required to establish the location and time of delivery. Using units assume accountability upon receipt and use their organic personnel and equipment assets to rearm. The BAO determines if on-hand stocks in the ATHP or MATP are sufficient to meet requirements or if munitions from an EAB support activity will be required. The ammunition section chief reports all issues and turn-ins to the BSB SPO section. Transportation assets used to deliver ammunition resupply pick up the unit returns and deliver them for immediate retrograde. When time and equipment permit, the supply platoon representative will attach radio frequency tags to the retrograde shipments. The movement tracking system tracks the ammunition vehicle returns as they are retrograded. The movement tracking system provides the ability to redirect the shipment if needed. The ammunition section maintains the ammunition stocks it can transport. The BAO is responsible for coordinating cross-leveling activities within the brigade and coordinating with the sustainment brigade for ammunition resupply activities. If required, ammunition can be prepared for aerial delivery directly into the area of operations using throughput distribution. Weapon system crews will be responsible for conducting self-transloading from the ground to the weapon system. The ATHP or MATP personnel establish munitions accountability through the SAAS upon arrival at the ATHP. The section inventories and signs for the shipment. The accountable officer's representative receipts the ammunition in the SAAS. The ATHP or MATP holds segregated battalion munitions until called forward. Munitions personnel inspect munitions periodically to ensure serviceability and safe storage. Munitions personnel should use the safety guidance in DAPAM 385-64. Before the ATHP or MATP personnel issue ammunition to a unit, the BAO validates the requirements and notifies the ammunition section on site. Once the ATHP or MATP personnel issue ammunition to an FSC, the FSC assumes responsibility and uses its transportation assets to move the ammunition forward. The unit should present all requests for issue documents through TAMIS on an electronic DA Form 581, request for issue and turn-in of ammunition, if automation is available. Ammunition may also be issued against a unit document from an EAB ASA and temporarily retained at the BSB ATHP until it is deemed appropriate to transfer munitions to the supported unit. For further discussion of munition storage area planning to include site selection, safety, compatibility groups, and quantity distance factors, unserviceable and suspended ammunition, CEA, and salvage and ammunition packing storage, refer to ATP 4-35.1 and DAPAM 385-64. ATHP and MATP displacement. The BSB organizes convoy support and security for movement of the ATHP and MATP. Movement operations depend on the tactical requirement for uninterrupted munition support. If continued support to the brigade is required, the BAO establishes an advanced element at the new site and coordinates the arrival of MHE, personnel, and munitions. EAB munitions support structure begins shipment to the new site as required. The BAO and Supply Platoon Ammunition Section establish operations and relocate all required equipment, personnel, and stocks after arriving at the new site. The Ammunition Section relocates in unison with the movement of its assigned brigade. The Ammunition Section provides dedicated support to users as far forward as possible. Despite the similarities between the ATHP and MATP design, the distinction in logistics operations may lie in the distance of the supported brigade from the forward line of troops, FLOT. Generally, the proximity of support elements to the FLOT warrants increased mobility. In large-scale combat operations, commanders must consider whether to reduce the logistical tail to retain its ability to mobilize on demand. In a stability operation or a defense support to civil authorities operation, there may be little or no requirement for movement. A stability operation is an operation conducted outside the United States in coordination with other instruments of national power to establish or maintain a secure environment and provide essential governmental services, emergency infrastructure reconstruction, and humanitarian relief, ADP-30. When required to displace, the ammunition section may require external transportation support to relocate munitions. Commanders should establish detailed plans to allow for quick, orderly movement under duress or on demand. During displacement, the BSBSPO and the BAO must communicate with using units and EAB munition support structure to ensure there is no disruption in the flow of munitions, evacuation, and emergency destruction priorities. Traditionally, ATHP operations involve the static or mobile positioning of personnel and equipment to store ammunition in excess of the unit's organic lift capacity. The distance of multifunctional brigades supported by an ATHP from the FLOT may afford commanders the opportunity for storage of munitions on the ground. Nevertheless, the OE remains volatile and uncertain, so ammunition sections must be prepared to request additional lift capability from supporting EAB units. In large-scale combat operations, the BSB should be prepared to move frequently. As such, it does not have enough lift assets to remain mobile while maintaining large stockpiles of ammunition. Forward support companies should maintain adequate numbers of combat-configured loads for emergency resupply within the combat trains of the battalion they support, while their assets located in the field trains receive planned resupply at the ammunition transfer point. As part of a main or supported effort, the MATP section supporting the BCT must avoid creating a surplus of munitions in its inventory to preclude the storage of munitions on the ground. As the MATP provides dedicated munition support as far forward as possible, its ammunition section should be moved in phases to maintain continuity of support to the maneuver units. For example, one team from the ammunition section could move as part of an advance element to establish a new site, while the remaining team or teams move later to establish full operations without disrupting support. Doing this would require the ammunition transfer point locations to be communicated to forward support companies so they know where to receive their Class 5 loads, the DSB so it knows where to ship Class 5 loads, the BCT headquarters for situational awareness. Forward support company. FSCs are organic to BSBs in BCTs. They are designed to extend the reach of the BSB into the maneuver area. The brigade commander may attach or place an FSC under the operational control of their respective supported battalion for a limited duration. An FSC provides logistics in direct support to its specific supported battalion, with dedicated logistics assets organized specifically to meet the battalion's requirements. The FSC has a headquarters section, a distribution platoon, and a maintenance platoon. The distribution platoon consists of a platoon headquarters and four squads that can be task-organized to distribute munitions. The distribution platoon of the FSC oversees logistics package operations and manages the distribution of supplies coming from or passing through the FSC in support of its maneuver battalion. The distribution platoon conducts replenishment operations and provides general supplies, fuel, and ammunition to its supported battalion. The FSC is the forwardmost unit responsible for the distribution and supply of ammunition to maneuver units. The key distribution and materiel managers in the FSC are the commander, executive officer, and supervisory NCOs. The FSC commander coordinates with the supported battalion S4, executive officer, and BSB SPO. The S4 is the logistics planner for the battalion and responsible for determining munitions requirements and creating the battalion's sustainment concept of support. The FSC commander is the executor of the S4's plan. The FSC commander ensures companies conduct munitions operations in accordance with the supported commander's intent. The combat trains are the central location where a FSC commander can greatly influence the logistics operations of the company and battalion. Having FSC commanders in the combat trains also allows them to attend planning sessions and meetings with the battalion S3, S4, and executive officer. Under certain circumstances, the FSC commander may locate in the field trains. In this instance, the battalion headquarters and headquarters company commands and controls the combat trains. The FSC distribution platoon receives battalion-configured loads in the combat trains from the field trains. The distribution platoon breaks them into company-configured loads. FSCs provide the BSB commander the ability to prioritize the logistics effort in support of large-scale operations. FSCs become the vital link from the BSB to the supported battalions and provide the brigade, battalion, and BSB commanders the greatest flexibility while supporting operations. The FSC provides the supported commander with dedicated logistics assets organized specifically to meet the battalion's requirements. The following capabilities are provided by the FSC: refueling and rearming support, transportation of all classes of supply, replenishment operations. The FSCs resupply combat trains with munitions for further distribution within the maneuver units. The distribution company in the BSB resupplies the FSC. The FSC delivers and caches combat-configured loads at designated logistics release points. DSSBs and CSSBs may conduct throughput distribution to the FSC. Materiel managers should prepare tactical logistics packages and push packages containing munitions during offensive operations. Units accomplish the return of vital distribution assets, such as flat racks and containers, through retrograde of materiel during delivery of configured loads. This increases the supported maneuver commander's tactical flexibility and decreases the resupply time. Distribution platoon, munition section. The distribution platoon in the FSC of a maneuver battalion provides direct transportation support to include management and distribution of munitions to their supported battalion. The FSC distribution platoon is responsible for transporting munitions from the BSB distribution company supply platoon ammunition section to the supported battalion. The FSC commander and distribution platoon leader must closely coordinate with the maneuver battalion S3, S4, and master gunner in order to ensure timely and accurate munitions distribution. Forward Arming and Refueling Point, FARP. A FARP is a temporary location, event, or mission that is organized, equipped, and deployed as far forward or widely dispersed as tactically feasible to provide fuel and ammunition necessary for the sustainment of aviation maneuver units in combat. A FARP provides fuel and ammunition necessary for the sustainment of aviation maneuver units during decisive operations. The attack and reconnaissance squadrons and battalions operate FARPs. The Combat Aviation Battalion FSC Distribution Platoon resupplies munitions for combat aviation battalion aircrafts. Establishing a FARP allows commanders to extend the range of their aircraft or significantly increase time on station by eliminating the need for aircraft to return to an aviation unit's central base of operations to refuel and rearm. An aviation battalion FSC is responsible for the resupply and replenishment of commodities and supplies to the FARP mission. Combat aviation battalion commanders employ FARPs in support of aviation operations when the distance covered or endurance requirements exceed normal capabilities of the aircraft. The combat aviation battalion commander may employ FARPs during rapid advances when field trains are unable to keep pace. For more information on FARPs, refer to ATP 3-04.17.